KF 10.0. He's moving to all mobile quarterbacks. He heard the criticism. Now he's it's like, all right, we'll get quarterbacks that can run. Brendan Sullivan is going to transfer from Northwestern to Iowa, and we're going to talk about that. A QB with experience bolstering the quarterback lineup in Iowa City. We also talk Kate Martin, Caitlin's financial effect that's already taking place in the WNBA, and a whole lot more. Let's have a day. Let's go. We're back for another episode of the podcast. Several people, if you're watching on the YouTube, by the way, subscribe. Same name, Washed Up Walk-Ons on the YouTubes. 33, working on 34, climbed to 3,500 subscribers. It helps. Go leave a comment. You're not going to beat Kate at commenting comments on every video, but you know, everybody else, help the algorithm out there.
Road to 10K on YouTube.
Yeah.
Road to 10,000.
Road to 10,000. I heard when you hit 10,000 on YouTube, everything... Like, you just opportunities just really start to open up for you. People miss the intro music, but that's okay. You can just imagine it. Or if you want, you can pull up JPB High on YouTube free music and just play it and then click play on our video right after it starts. How about that? We just roll right in now. Grant, the producer, on the side screen trying to figure out the new controls of this Restream 2.0. I know he loves that. Kevin, welcome back to real life.
Yeah, felt like we were in a dream for there a little bit, but it's good to be back.
Is that what it felt like, a dream?
It did feel like a dream.
Best weekend of your life?
Just woke up and it was over.
How does that weekend compare to, for anybody unaware, Kevin's bachelor party this past weekend, Vegas. Hell of a time, by the way.
Hell of a time, hell of a crew.
Success, I would call it.
Oh, yeah. Met every expectation and then some.
No one died. No one was arrested.
Still getting married, so this is all good things.
And you're still getting married, yeah.
No one woke up on top of the casino with a bunch of chips or anything.
If they did, they didn't tell us about it.
Okay.
And that's honestly probably a smart move on their part.
There was a few Saturday night that if the night goes another way, that was maybe a possibility. Okay. Had one guy not even make his plane ride back home. So for
wait, are you going to name names or
no names?
Okay.
No names. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, but
it's fair.
Had a little sleep in the airport. Ended up staying way longer than he wanted to, but it was a good time. Highlight of the trip for you, Kev.
Ooh. Oh, the boat.
The boat, huh?
Yeah, I think the boat.
I was going to say that's definitely top three. We went to Stadium Swim at Circa, and there is an item on the menu called the SS Feast, the Stadium Swim Feast. And they bring it on a model boat. But it's not like a little toy boat. It is wheeled on a cart and... We hardly put a dent. I mean, we did a pretty good job.
That's fake news. We probably ate 70% of it.
Yeah, it was a lot of food.
It was
great.
It was
sliders, chicken tenders, fries, nachos, shrimp.
It was lobster corn dogs.
Yeah.
Ooh, we're fire.
They were
the dinner Friday night.
That was
might take the cake, though.
Yeah, that was tops for me.
Yeah.
Fantastic steak dinner. Unbelievable 3 hours of conversation. As we alluded to on the last podcast, which did hit home for a lot of people. A lot of people sending in like, wow, that podcast maybe hit a little too hard. The whole friendship as yeah. You know, and being an adult thing. At minimum, you don't have to get a weekend together with your buddies. Maybe just a dinner. Just go find a nice place to go to dinner. Really rejuvenate.
Maybe just a beer, you know, if they're within driving distance, say it's me for a beer. Talk for an hour. Yeah.
Find the local watering hole.
Exactly. Grant, what's your local watering hole? Where did you find yourself on this Cinco de Mayo weekend?
I was exploring the patios a lot on, you know, it's nice out in Iowa City right now. People are busting them open. So if you had a patio, I was probably in or around it somewhere in Iowa City. That is local establishment. It's not just random residences in Iowa City's patio.
just showing up to people's houses. I saw you have a patio. I would like to drink a beer on the, on your back deck.
Yeah. Hey, this this patio is gorgeous. Do you mind if I – it's like asking someone to pet their dog. Like, do you mind if I just drink a beer?
Do you mind if I just drink a beer? Drake, for those asking.
By the way.
Yeah.
I would like to know what horse Kevin picked in the Kentucky Derby, or horses.
We were we were betting Sierra Leone pretty hard.
Okay.
So losing by a nostril is tough, but I did have him in the win place show. So we ended up netting money. Was also betting Fierceness, was also betting Just a Touch. Those are my three horses that I was betting pretty hard.
Okay. Now, did you guys explore the other races or just the main event?
We did it. We did bet some of the probably the previous three races as well.
Okay.
I think it went 0-3 in those ones.
Ah, that's okay. Horses are tough.
Like, horses are tough, but I have no clue
what's going on.
I'll tell you what. It is the most exciting gambling there is.
Yes, absolutely. It's great.
There is not a close second.
No.
It is so great.
Slots, table machines,
and
sports.
And when you're watching it on a 100-foot television and you're blitzed out of your mind, tell you what, man.
I think it was 142.
I've never felt more alive in my life.
I'm glad. I was gonna text you guys, but I was like, I don't want to jinx anyone's horse.
So obviously, Stadium Swim. The highlight is it's a sports book essentially with a pool. Like, they've combined the pool experience with betting. Now, I will say,
and I didn't even participate. That brings you food
and big ass boat and tons. Yeah, and well, I'm not gonna mention the other part. Drake could talk you. Talk to you about the other part.
You can say that.
I will say for a spot that's kind of like for betting, the three, what, they have three kiosks?
Yeah, they definitely need to expand. They gotta
make that better.
Oh yeah, big time.
We didn't even go on a super busy day. I mean, it's not football season. It's not March Madness. It was the Derby.
It was Derby Day. I think most of the seats and stuff were sold out. So
sure. And I will say,
you know, like, that place on an NFL day or on a college football weekend is probably insane.
There's no way that three kiosks and they're slow. It's slow. Like,
it takes a little bit to figure them out. They're not super user friendly, especially
they need to triple the kiosks.
I was saying, like, you need to put a kiosk in every cabana.
100%.
I mean,
and I know with the amount of stuff, I mean, in Vegas, it is odd how different money works in Vegas. Like, those casinos, those properties just have unlimited funds, and it's apparent why. You just walk through the casino at any point in time and you just see people donating money just constantly, as I was a part of, by the way, down 400 on the weekend.
Could be a lot worse.
300 down 300 on the weekend.
Like, I when you're there, you're like, I am willing to give you my money, just make it easy for me to do so. I don't want to stand in a line for 15 minutes to give you my money. If it's right there, they would have gotten a lot more of my money.
Way more. Not only that, but there's no way those kiosks are expensive, or at least expensive to them. And if you threw one of those, they're not that, you know, they could put them in the rooms. If you threw one of those in, can you imagine how many bets we would have made?
10 times as much.
10 times as many. And they would just make – they could. You could then also sell the cabanas for more, and people would buy it. Like, if you upped it $250, $500 extra dollars for what you're already paying because you get a personal kiosk.
You could too. I mean, and you're you're charging more for something you're going to make even more money on.
Yeah, it's a win-win.
Boom, 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 boom.
Does Circa needs to hire me, maybe. I
made that assessment within 5 minutes of being there. It's like
– Absolutely.
Why are they not betting kiosks in the cabana?
It was the biggest question of the day, other than which horse to pick. I will say, when the horses ran, they got those suckers in the gates. It got real live at Stadium Swim.
Oh, yeah.
People, you've seen that video of the guy in the casino acting like he's the jockey with the horse book. Every dude in that place was doing that. It was.
I'll tell you what, when your horse he's a closer. He wasn't a front runner. He was a closer. And when he's closing down, stretch, and he's coming. You're like, oh my god, he's gonna get it! Come on, come on, two, come on, two. It was the two horse Sierra Leone, and photo finish. Ooh, electric!
It was a photo finish. I'll tell you what sold me on horse racing, betting horse racing. So there's a day randomly, I don't know, it was before COVID, so 5 years ago, let's say, that my wife and her mom and sister were going to go shopping in Altoona, horse track that you've been to, Kev, for my bachelor party.
For your bachelor party, yeah.
My father-in-law, Mike, and I were like, okay, we're not going to go shopping. We're going to go watch the horses. We walk in, and we didn't have a lot of time. They were like finishing up, so we got like three races in. I hit the what is it when you go when you guess win play show?
Exact. That's a trifecta.
I hit a trifecta, two races in a row, Kevin. Blanked on three.
That's I mean, those have potential to be a massive payout. Like, now, if you would have hit trifecta on the Derby because the winner was like 18-1 odds, you would have had a massive payout. I forget what the actual payout. I'm gonna look it up.
The races that I was betting on did not have 20 horses. They had like seven. So odds were way low compared to, you know, the long odds of the Derby. But man, I walked out of there up like, I think like $500 or something like that. And after two races, and I thought that I was a god. I thought like, oh, this is easy. You get that beginner's luck and you're like, I'm now a horse race bettor. That's what I do for a living. My career is I bet horses.
I go to the track every day. All right. So a $1 trifecta would have paid out $1,100 for the Derby.
Oh, my God. That's incredible.
Holy cow.
So if you just put a $10 bet on it, that's a hell of a weekend.
And we would have spent it all.
Oh, 100%.
Anything you win, you leave there, no matter how it happens. Just a weekend full of delicious food, too, front to back. I mean, the worst meal we had was probably that first night when we met up with you guys at the
I told you, man, just go to In-N-Out.
But it was a good meal still. Like, I got, like, a bolognese, and it was delicious.
It did look good.
Mon ami Gabi?
Fire, isn't it?
French toast, whipped butter, candied bacon, crepes.
How'd you like the crepes?
Oh, the crepes were unbelievable. The what were they? The banana.
There's a banana Foster one, and there's a mixed berry lemon butter.
The banana Foster crepes were out of this world.
It's just that shit's addicting, man. I could eat the whole one by myself.
And I'll say the sleeper of the weekend was our final breakfast Sunday morning at that Bouchon.
Yeah.
Dude,
the jam
and butter on that bread they brought us was unbelievable.
Yeah, the waitress said that people always ask if like they can buy it, like they jar it at all.
I would have bought it.
Yeah, I would have too. Yeah.
Would have taken some home in my luggage. Incredible weekend. Drake, his only response for this podcast was, "You guys can talk about how I'm suicidal now because of depression after we come down off of that weekend." So obviously some big, big highs over the weekend seeing the boys.
I'm just glad this didn't disappoint. Would have been nice to get somebody winning at the tables, but I think everyone got smoked.
Pretty much everybody got smoked. Josie was pissed.
Bo was up at one point. Did Bo finish up?
I don't know. We'll have to check in on that. All I know is Bo is a creature. We designated him. We determined that he is a creative player. As a human,
Bo was this, a treat this weekend.
He wore a cowboy hat and shades that flipped up and down.
The pit vipers?
Pit vipers.
Yeah.
For 100% of the time we were there. It was unbelievable. So fantastic weekend as we hype that up. Excited to celebrate Kevin. And then we get to do it again at the wedding in a month and a half or so, 2 months. So
looking forward to it. We won't see the fear there, but you know.
Well, the sphere will not be at the – well, it could be. The sphere might come back from Vegas and be at the wedding. Who knows?
It's maybe for the rehearsal dinner, maybe.
I could see it happening at the rehearsal dinner. That's an inside joke of the weekend. Won't go any further. Grant, I have a question for you to start the podcast on some relevant information.
Okay.
How sad are you after rumors swirling that General Booty had been contacted by the Iowa Hawkeyes? How sad are you that it's likely he will not be transferring to Iowa after the news today, just hours ago, that we've signed a quarterback, Brendan Sullivan, formerly a Northwestern Wildcat, is now an Iowa Hawkeye? Are you sad that we won't be able to make booty call jokes on Saturdays?
Yeah, no, I definitely, I was writing out a lot of material. I was getting ready for, a lot of drafts ready for Twitter. Yeah. When the eventual, General Booty commitment was coming. But no, I think Brendan Sullivan's great too. Like I saw enough videos of him just running, escaping the pocket. He looks fast. He's got a great arm. I'm all in on Brendan Sullivan anyway. So, and what if we just double up and we get the booty anyway?
The booty and Sullivan?
Yeah, talk to our guy Brad and see what the pockets are looking like.
I'm sure Brad was part of this. Now, mm-hmm. I, as a casual, someone who doesn't know ball, doesn't love ball, but runs a podcast on ball.
Correct.
I saw this on Twitter, and I thought the only thing that made me think, oh, I'm pretty sure this guy is a transfer and not like a recruit that committed in the 2026 class, or I don't even know what would be the next class we need a quarterback in, mm-hmm. was he was fully tatted down his left arm. I believe maybe it was flipped in the picture. And I was like, I don't think that's a high school kid that has that kind of ink. And then I saw it, a few more people sort of giving their opinions on it. And I learned that he's not just a transfer. He's a guy that's got a little bit of experience and he's 3 years in college. Mm-hmm. I pulled up his 24/7 sports profile. He got an offer from Northwestern in the spring of 2020, basically a month after COVID hit the world. He committed 3 days later and then signed later that winter in December of 2020, and then enrolled at semester. So must have graduated high school early, enrolled in January of 2021 to the Wildcats. So we know he's a smart guy, probably decent in the classroom, right?
Yeah, I mean, he's attending the Harvard of the West now.
Right.
Of Iowa, so.
Dominant in the Big Ten at softball, by the way, the Northwestern Wildcats. So he was there for three-ish years, threw his name in the portal on April 23rd, and here we are. He's an Iowa Hawkeye now. His ESPN profile here, okay. Let's pull up his stats. It looks like last season he got a decent amount of time. Yeah. 715 yards for 6 touchdowns, 2 picks. QBR 44.4. We could do better on that. We'd like to up that. But yeah, I mean the kid actually in 22 and 23 he had pretty equal playing time. Yeah. 96 attempts versus 99 attempts. His completion percentage was 11% better in 22. Threw for less yards, though. He's thrown for 10 touchdowns. Took a lot less sacks. It looks like he was better in 22. But
he's going to be great in 24 and 25.
He's a guy
that's
with
all I care about.
He's a guy with experience. You said he can run.
He looked like he was moving. If you saw that highlight video, which is not short. It is a long highlight video, might I add. A lot of moving. It's not a lot of getting out of the pocket. He had some run against Howard University where it was like Pickett-esque, where he was like faking guys out and stuff. It's not like a Tyreek Hill kind of juke. It's like a quarterback kind of juke where it's like one big like gallop. And going.
So from what I gather here is if we just follow the tea leaves,
mm-hmm.
Deacon Hill's gone. And we know he wasn't very mobile.
Yes.
Not the most mobile guy. He could build you a house and he'd be the foundation. Mm-hmm. Probably wasn't going to be the guy, the messenger running back and forth between people. McNamara is, I don't think if he was fully healthy, he would be scared to be mobile. I think his mobility is certainly cut down now that he's had 2 knee surgeries. He's not going to want to, like mentally, that's probably going to be a little bit of a block for him. Capable though, if he needs to be, I think.
Yeah.
And after McNamara,
I don't know if you saw Cade. He's posting videos of him making like diving catches.
You see that diving attempt in the softball game?
I was like, oh, he's mobile. He's good to go.
Something that Kevin and I never got to experience. they started that out of season competition softball game after we left.
They decided they're going to start having fun after we left.
They decided to have all the fun after we left, and also they decided to up the gear game as well, which is sad.
And pay players, and you know all the good things happen.
Everything good, except for walk-ons getting food.
Everyone getting food. That was, and honestly, I'll take that over everything else.
That was, yeah. If we would have been like, it would have been tough to be like the guys.
We probably got more food dollar
value
than we would have made in NIL.
Right, but now they're getting both.
Yeah, well,
beggars can't be choosers, right?
I heard there's possibility of a lawsuit for past NCAA athletes about missing out
about on the NIL. Food and the NIL.
No, missing out on NIL.
Well, Jesus, when's that go back all the way to Niall Kinnick not receiving?
No idea.
Everyone's going to get like $1.16.
I've literally said everything that I know. So I don't know who gets who qualifies or what.
I'm signed up. I will join the fight. Reparations for former athletes that were not allowed NIL. I think where I was going there was we're kind of moving to dual threat, guys. The Resar kid from Florida ran like a 10.600.
That's faced.
This kid evidently is a dual threat and can use his legs, and that's on Grant's word, not mine.
I mean, did he look like Lamar Jackson? No, but
who does?
He was moving around like he was using his legs.
I'm pretty sure we got a kid in the 25 class that is also a dual threat out of Ohio. And we only have, before this kid committed, I'm pretty sure we only had two scholarship quarterbacks on the team.
Yes.
And it was Linez, who I think can move too, and McNamara. So, hey, all the talk about KF and his pocket passers, his pro style quarterbacks, no more.
Well, these guys can still sling it.
Oh, passing ability is still there, but we've got wildcat guys now. We're shifting all the way.
Well,
Kirk 10.0.
Like, past 10 years, who's the fastest quarterback I was had?
Is it CJ? CJ Beathard.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Past 10 years, 2014 to now, the one that started would be CJ. It's not even a question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're going to talk about guys who. Boyle would be the quarterback that was fastest, but he never played. It certainly wasn't Uyghurs. It wasn't Nate. It wasn't. I don't know. It wasn't Petrus. It wasn't.
QB sneak looked pretty quick though with Nate. It's a quick way to get a 5 yards.
It's a quick 5 yards. The teams didn't know what hit them. We're moving away. Kirk heard all the criticism about how we don't get quarterbacks like Brad Banks anymore, and if we could just have a CJ guy who could get us out of trouble. Well, guess what? We've completely restocked. They're all guys who can run now. So it is what it is.
I mean, it makes sense, right? You don't have to run them like a running quarterback or a dual threat quarterback, but just to have that in your back pocket when you need it.
You have to be able to do
it. Like how many first downs did CJ pick up just because he had the ability to, right?
You remember that run at Iowa State?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
You're right, Kev. You have to have that ability if you're a quarterback nowadays. So this... You know, McNamara's got 1 year, and then what? What was that face, Grant? Am I wrong?
No, I dropped something. It scared me.
McNamara's got a year left. He's going to play in 2024, 2025, and in that season, this upcoming season. And then it's Linez or this guy, right? Like, open competition, and I suppose you throw the Resar kid in there, too, who I think will start this summer, probably. It's a three-way comp, and every guy is mobile. Like, it's 2025 is going to be a new look, not only with year two of the Tim Lester offense, but a quarterback who is quite literally a dual threat. So interesting stuff going on. Bostic, who threw his name in the transfer portal, also announced today that he's committed to his new team. not that that's relevant for us, but it he's a former Hawkeye. He gave a lot to the Hawks, the black and gold. He'll be taking his talents to College Station. He's going to be an Aggie. Texas A&M, which is a great find for a kid because most of Iowa's transfers don't land at big-time schools.
Most don't transfer up.
No, and maybe that's a – I don't know. Maybe that's a not good for the program. I mean, but this guy – I mean, that's a big time college football school, regardless of what their record has been. 10 years ago, Johnny Manziel was lighting the world on fire. They're still relevant.
Yeah. I mean, they've just been a football program with all the potential in the world, just run like a dumpster fire.
Yeah. Yeah. So, good for that kid. Hope he does well.
Probably getting a lot of money.
Oh, at A&M.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Do you guys like Yale leaders? How do you guys feel about the Yale leaders?
Nope. Don't.
I can't say I like them very much either.
Don't know who would. It's the cringiest thing I've ever seen.
It's a little culty. It's definitely it's strange. It's
just cringy.
There's some tough videos out there.
Tough, dude. Tough.
They keep running them out there though.
Kate Martin. Drafted 18th in this past WNBA draft. A long shot to make the two-time defending WNBA champion Las Vegas Aces. But she has made it through cut after cut. I think four cuts now. They started with like 18 players or something like that. They cut one. Kate Martin is still on the team, man.
How many more cuts we got?
They're down to 12. And that's how many a roster carries in the WNBA. So this was yesterday. Roster update. The Las Vegas Aces general manager, Natty Williams, announced that the team has waived forward Angel Jackson. And this update, this final cut, brought the team roster down to, let me bring up the next screen, down to 12. A roster that features not only Kate Martin here, rookie, 6 foot, out of Iowa, but just above her, number 17, Megan Gustafson, also on the Aces, also makes the cut. Now, this isn't official. They're still in the preseason. Moves can be made. They could drop somebody for somebody else that gets picked up or dropped from another team. But there's 12. They don't have to cut any more people. So it is looking good for Kate Martin, and she kind of beat the odds here because – if you're not the first pick of a team, and the first pick was DeAsia, or I'm not sure how you say this name, DeAsia Fair out of Syracuse, who's like third all time leading scorer, just kind of quietly behind Caitlin this past year. She elevated into like third all time, maybe. She was their first pick at 16, and then they picked Kate at 18, and they're both currently on the 12 woman roster of the defending champions. I tweeted it out. I'm not a Jersey guy, publicly not a Jersey guy. But a Kate Martin Las Vegas Aces jersey would be kind of dope. And somebody suggested it on Twitter, like, hey, maybe you three should get one for the podcast. Maybe we should get jerseys for the pod.
Maybe we should go to a game and then go back to Stadium Swim and order the SS Feast again. I don't know.
Kevin's looking for ways to get back to Vegas. We should have, really.
Need excuses, man. There's no more bachelor parties left unless Drake actually gets married.
Not going to happen.
So we need excuses now.
We honestly probably a operational miss on our part. The fact that Gustafson and Kate Martin both are out living in Vegas right now and we didn't try to snag an interview there. I had plenty of time on Sunday. Could have done that.
No, that was not an operational miss. That was,
yeah, you're probably right. We had other things to do, but I would like, I reached out to Megan a lot back then and no response. I haven't reached out to Kate, but maybe I should. I feel like maybe she'd do it. Other WNBA updates. Cause this is, it's relevant though. For the first time ever, the WNBA, this is by their commissioner, Kathy Engelbert announced the league's plans to start the charter flight program this season. The program will cost the league around $25 million per year for the next two seasons. And this is the funny part. We'll launch, quote, as soon as we can get planes in places. As soon as we can get planes in places.
So what, they just been flying commercial this whole time?
I think so, dude. How ass is that? Not because, like,
I mean, small teams for like college do the same. And it's not like it's a super profitable league, so it doesn't really surprise me.
Grant, can you search quick what the revenue of the WNBA is each year?
Like to charter a whole plane for what, you got 12 on the roster, you probably got, to the whole organization is what, no more than 45 people probably.
Oh God, it's got to be maybe 35 people
with trainers, doctors, coaches.
Yeah. They 12 person roster, there's probably five coaches, maybe six. I'd say you're looking at $200 million is the WNBA generated estimated $200 million in revenue.
Yeah, so they're going to spend 10% of their revenue on flights.
Hey, man.
That's not great for the business.
It's not great. Not great for the business. Yeah, no, it's not, but it just seems like if you're going to be a professional league, you should probably not have to wait on, like, you know, Southwest delays to get to your game, you know?
I feel like also, too, if you have Kalen now in the league, like, it'd be like you can't have LeBron flying on Southwest now if you're in the NBA.
No, like, imagine that.
I fully expect that 200 number to grow substantially in the next few years, but still.
It's going to be interesting to see this upcoming season what the revenue is. Like, what's the Kalen bump? Is it a 20% bump? Do they bring in 240? 300?
Did the Fever sell out season tickets yet?
Oh, gone. Yeah. Not only that, but everybody they're playing is upgrading to bigger stadiums for when the Fever come to play them. They're selling out.
That's actually insane.
It's insane. While we were in Vegas, she played her first game. I think it was the first day we were there. She dropped like 21, had 16 at half, four threes. Game seemingly translating, you know? So there were some questions about that.
Yeah, not on this podcast.
Not on this podcast. Let's see. What else do I have on
good job us?
Docket? Good job. Yeah. Yeah, claps self-talk. Up for us.
There we go.
Love that. Other relevant Hawkeye stuff. This happened like right before we left for Vegas too, I think. Last week, about a week and a half ago when you're listening to this, but did you see that the athletes affected by the gambling stuff are now in a lawsuit?
They filed a suit. I did see that, yeah.
Filed a suit back against the I'm not even sure exactly who it's against, but there was some pretty – I took time while you guys were golfing to kind of read through a couple of the highlighted like quotes and stuff that came out of that lawsuit. Pretty shitty stuff coming out of that department of investigation or whatever on like they got their emails before they did it. Hmm. And it was basically like, hey, this could be a good look on our department. Like, hey, yeah. So one of them was quoted, like there could be some athletes that have to face suspension or being banned from the game or whatever, but it'll be worth it. In the like for us in the long run or something like it was disgusting, dude. It was not good.
Yeah, and guess who gets to pay the bill on that lawsuit?
I would like to have been caught for gambling at this point because I think they're going to get paid.
They're going to get paid something, and yeah, the state taxpayer is the one who's paying for it.
Yeah, we're going to pay him.
Yeah, so
that was actually. That was their real gamble, was the placing a bet 2 years ago. They're like, just wait. All right, this is going to
long-term play. Long-term play.
It's going to cash big later. Right.
What if, you know? What if it was like, yeah, I understand that. I understand, but like, I feel like if players do get caught, maybe I'll have to lose a year eligibility. But the way this thing is going, they're allowing NIL. Every freaking major sports league is now majorly like has a title sponsor as a book like, there's just no way they're going to, you know, we're going to get some cash out of this. We're going to get some, we're going to be able to come back on this. If that's the long play, and none of them actually thought that, but that would be incredible if someone was like, yeah, I'm seeing this far out.
That's, you know, 5D chess right there.
That's, yeah, that's a long play. God.
Little did they know their $15 bet on Siena versus Marist would turn into a massive, massive win.
First game of the Sun Belt Conference tournament. It's like, this is going to turn into $2 million. You
freaking... Yeah, just watch. All right, don't worry. All right, I know it says payout $14.50, but you just win.
I realize I laid $10 down. There's a high ROI on this right now. Let's see. As far as what the boys are doing right now, we can kind of finish up with that. Well, Grant, you're part of it as well. You're a student at the University of Iowa.
I am. For
are there classes still? Longer.
For this is the last week, finals week.
This is it
right now. I have graduation on Saturday.
Wow.
So it's almost over. I'm looking at the. I got the regalia literally over here. So to my left right now.
Are you graduating with cords? Do you have cords around your neck?
No, I don't have cords.
Yeah, neither did I.
I don't have any cords.
Are you packing up the house yet?
Slowly moving, packing things up a little bit. I'm going to leave some stuff here so I can, like, if I need to be in Iowa City for anything, I can use it. Because, like, I'm paying rent here still. I have to just eat it no matter what. But, yeah, like, we're moving a little bit of stuff out, yes. But not everything.
There was a comment from one of our loyal listeners, long time. A lot of people know her in the Hawkeye space on Twitter, Lisa. Yeah. She plays, I believe, like the violin.
Oh yeah,
does some really cool. I think she does like "In Heaven There Is No Beer" and the Iowa Fight song with her violin. Mm. She's elite. She commented on our YouTube. We had all this talk about you graduating and the yes. you know the friendship moving on, never seeing your friends again. Last episode, she commented on the YouTube like, why wasn't there a conversation? Of, you know, the first thing you guys doing after graduation is like offering Grant a real job. And I responded, I felt so bad, but I responded to her. I was like, Lisa, I'll be real honest. If I could do it, if we had the finances and I could show you the books.
Grant, do you want to work for sub minimum wage?
Would you like to work for do you want to be a sweatshop worker, Grant?
Or do you want to take money from the kids? Those are your two options.
Either stealing from charity or
hey, and I'll be honest, even if we stole from the kids, you would be making a poverty level salary. I mean, less than still. the financial backing is just not there. Which is unfortunate. I would love to be able to sit here and like brag. We do say we do numbies and we do good numbies listener wise here, but this is by no means an operation that would allow me, Kevin, Drake, and Grant, or even at this point, me and Grant to make legitimate like working salaries out of this thing. I also don't know if we hired you, Grant, what you would do for 40 hours a week or even 30 hours a week.
I can figure it out.
I can figure it out.
The federal poverty level for 2024 for an individual is $15,060.
Okay, so if we didn't donate to the kids, we could pay Grant just above poverty, which is not how you want to start out as you graduate and move into the real world, probably. But
hey, you got any student loans you got to pay off with that?
You put a real dent in it.
Yeah.
We'd love to. It would be the first. I would have done it. I would have had the offer on the table ready for Grant next Monday as he graduated. First thing, if we had the funding, we don't. So still up in the air. We don't know what Grant's going to do. We don't know how long he's going to be around. Love to keep him for as long as we can. But
yeah, you'll be hearing from my agent shortly. Don't worry.
We'll talk to your people.
My people will talk to your people.
Once your amateur status has been has passed.
Yeah. You're going to be a professional now. I don't have a lot more. You guys got anything? Grant, we have an update on the NBA playoffs. What's going on?
Well, I was gonna say there's now playoff Luka Garza has been
there. Is I saw him make a decent little post move the other night on Twitter.
They were playing a team. I don't know if I don't think there's any way actually of looking up what the results of that game was, unfortunately. Which
that seems to,
that's just a shame that no one actually knows what the score was.
So sounds like maybe that team is really the Nuggets. Then
you had to have been there, otherwise you have no idea what it was.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. I think all the footage of that game was destroyed on site in a horrible, horrible accident. So
there was a fire.
There's a big fire in the stadium. So that's
in the film room.
Yeah.
So the Timberwolves beat the Nuggets. What's the series?
It is 2-0 Timberwolves. Currently.
Can we see what is the live future for the Nuggets to win the championship? Probably get pretty good odds on it now.
In the fourth quarter of the game, I saw like people were tweeting about it, discussing it. They're like, hey, and like this game's not going well. But you can get the Nuggets at 10-1 right now to win the whole thing. And it's like for a lot of people, if you told them that in January, February, they're like 10-1.
A lot of people made bets on them
after
to win.
The first round, they were probably what 3-1, 4-1 after the first round win.
It was something like that. Yeah, I mean the Celtics are probably going to be the favorites until they're eliminated or win the thing. But
is there good money there? Is that should we
10-1? Hey, I mean I'm going to be a Nuggets truther until I can't be anymore. And hey, you know what? If you remember the bubble, they were down 3-1 twice in a row.
And you know what?
Won both of those series. It's okay. It was a Mickey Mouse championship.
Yeah, all I know is that LeBron won that year, and it was Mickey Mouse, and it doesn't count. Mouse. Yeah, that's what I've been told by Twitter.
Yeah, unless it does not count.
Okay.
But that is sounds okay. But hey, you know, it's okay. Hey, we're down 0-2. We still got it. We got playoff Luka, though. Despite the game, I was happy to see Luka Garza out there.
Yeah.
Happy to see him. I thought he was potentially going to start with because Rudy Gobert was not playing. He had a child.
How good is that guy on Minnesota? Anthony Edwards?
A generational talent.
He's unbelievable.
Freak of nature.
Yeah, he's so athletic.
Yeah. I mean, he's going to force me to smash about 8 TVs during the course of the series, but which I do not appreciate. But and this is what stinks, too, about sometimes in sports is like all of the NBA season. Like Anthony Edwards is amazing. He's incredible, right?
Yeah.
But it is so much less fun to watch him when he's doing – the incredible things to your team.
Right.
And it's like, it's a strange experience.
I think that's why people have a lot of angst towards the greats is because the greats play so many playoff games, like games that matter. Like if you go and look at how many playoff games Tom Brady's in, I think there's some crazy stat that Tom's been in more playoff games than like a lot of people have, like a large percentage of the NFL has played games total.
Yeah.
And at some point, that means he's probably going to play your team or, you know, once or twice. And so everybody gets pissed at this guy for being so good at some point, which is why you develop a lot of haters. But it is what it is.
Well, speaking of which, did you guys watch the Tom Brady roast at all?
Oh, my God. I've watched a lot of roasts, like going back to when we were in middle school, when they started happening.
They're great.
And the Tom Brady roast was chef's kiss good, dude. Like that'll be my recommendation at the end of this podcast as we close it out here. If you don't have Netflix, the Tom Brady roast, what Tony Hinchcliffe and Nikki Glaser and
Tony's was so good. And so was Nikki's too. Like Tony's was just unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
just walking
Julian
up and down.
Edelman was good. I mean, wow.
Even like Drew Bledsoe sneakily had some good
hilarious jokes. That he was even there, by the way.
That actually is funny as fuck.
Yeah. Well, it's great that they invited him. I thought it was
I think Nikki, I'll spoil one joke because it's not the best one, but it was like Drew Bledsoe, everybody. And she told one joke and he goes, all right, Drew, I'm going to move on from you just like your team did when you got hurt. I was like, oh, that's tough. I think Drew did okay, though. I think he collected a decent amount of money in the NFL.
Yeah. Do you think they invited Eli Manning at all and he just declined it? Or
he said on Twitter that he didn't want to roast Tom Brady for a third time. So that was pretty good. I bet they did. I bet they did invite him and he probably just had some prior commitment.
I was going to say, because him going up there would be so
fun. Well, actually, that's relevant. We can finish that. So the Omaha Productions. Right. That's the Manning brothers, right?
Yeah.
They did like a 4-part series that I think is coming out this weekend on Iowa, USC, and UCLA this past season. And it's like a little 4-part docu-series.
Are we getting Hard Knocks Iowa?
Kind of, I think. So check that out. Let me So they're gonna. Maybe,
I've heard nothing about this. What?
Omaha Productions. I will
say you're gonna. Is there gonna be sneakily some features of you guys, like the media talking about the team?
Like, you think we'll get a we don't tweet enough about it. Yeah, look at this. A different glimpse for fans. What to expect from Caitlin Clark, ESPN Plus docuseries.
It's the Iowa women's basketball team.
Yeah, but they followed, I think, two other teams.
I thought you were talking about football.
Yeah, I thought you were talking about football.
No, Iowa women's basketball this past season.
Oh, well, that was
okay. Legendary Indianapolis quarterback who founded the production company Omaha Productions specializes in inside looks at athletes' lives. Omaha Productions collaborated with NFL firms to produce Quarterback, followed Kirk Cousins, Patrick Mahomes, Marcus Mariota, yada, yada. He wanted to do the same thing with women's college basketball, which was on the rise to be the most popular it has ever been. So he pitched the idea to Clark at Iowa, Camilla Cardoso at South Carolina, and Kiki Rice at UCLA to see if they wanted to participate in a documentary following them throughout the 23-24 season. And all of them said yes. So it's going to be just like Quarterback following those guys, but it follows Cardoso and Clark and Kiki Rice.
That's kind of sick.
That's great. So sick.
Quarterback was fantastic. I loved it.
I wish it was more than 4 episodes. I wish it was 10 episodes. Dude, a behind the scenes of Caitlin in her last year at Iowa would be like a full, like long drawn. Like that would be so sick. I hope there's a lot of it here.
I'm so surprised if they would be able to put that all into an hour.
Hopefully it's 4 hours, parts.
Well, then you got to just check out. I believe the Iowa Athletic Department has its own docuseries on.
Really?
Basketball team this year.
Oh, I think I watched that, but all right, that's all we got. I'm not gonna force this past 46. By the way, again, going to one episode a week for the summer here. I'm still gonna try and get guests on. Already had somebody tell me that this is just one more move that the walk-ons are making that's big timing the fans. And that we only care about the Patreon people and what else? And that the consistency that we've had for the last 5 years is the reason why people listen. So evidently once a week is not going to be enough for this guy. He needs 2 a week. And I'm very thankful for that.
Once a week for the longest time before we went to twice.
And we also have. Yeah, we were once a week for like 2 years, like a year and a half or 2 years at one point.
Yeah.
So you're right. We just big time the fans. That's all we do. That's all I got. Wash up walk-ons. We'll be back again every Monday for your summer. And hopefully we have a guest on. I got a couple guys I'm trying to line up, but we'll see. For Grant and Kevin, I'm the bald tech guy, and we'll talk to you next. Hey, thanks for listening to the show. If you want more, you can check us out on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube by searching Washed Up Walk-Ons. And if you're interested in supporting the show, head over to patreon.com/washedupwalkons where you can find bonus podcasts, merchandise, and other cool perks. Best part, half of your subscription benefits the kids at UI Children's Hospital. We'll see you next time. Hawks by a million.